Listen as two students discuss some material from a linguistics class.
Did you get good notes from today's lecture?
The lecture on the names of the continents? I think so. Would you like to compare notes and see if we got the same information?
That sounds like a good idea to me. I'd really like to make sure I understood everything.
I thought it was interesting how the names of the continents developed. Now that I understand where the names came from, it's easy to see why there's confusion today about the continents, about whether Europe and Asia are two continents or one, for example.
Or whether the Americas, North and South America, are two continents or one. Or why Antarctica is a continent, but the Arctic isn't.
Exactly. Now, here's what I wrote in my notes. I listed each of the continents and where its name came from.
I like how you've put the information in a chart like that. It makes it very clear for me to understand. In my notes, I didn't list everything in such an organized way. Maybe that's why the information in the lecture isn't so clear to me.
Okay, let's go over the continents and see if we understand how each name came about. First, we have Europe and Asia. Europe came from a Semitic word, Arab, which means west, and Asia came from the Semitic word Asu, which means east.
That's right. The professor said that the words came from a Semitic language, but the names were actually given to the areas by the Greeks. The Greeks thought that Europe and Asia were two separate continents, one to the west and one to the east, so they gave these two areas names that meant east and west.
And even though it was later determined that these two continents were really one landmass, the tradition of identifying them as distinct continents continues to this day. Now on to the Americas.
That's easy. The Americas were named for the Italian explorer Amerigo Vespucci.
It's interesting that Vespucci never actually made it to North America. He explored the coasts of Brazil, Peru, and Uruguay. Did Amerigo Vespucci actually name the continents after himself?
No. Vespucci wrote a lot about his travels and signed his works with his name in Latin, Americus. It was a German cartographer who actually put the name of Americus on the map he was making. He took the name from descriptions written by Americus of his travels to the New World. Now, which continents do we still need to discuss?
There's Africa, Australia, and Antarctica.
What about the Arctic?
The Arctic isn't a continent. Although the Greeks thought that the Arctic and Antarctica were both continents, in reality, Antarctica has a landmass, so it is a continent, but the Arctic is a landless mass of ice, so it's not considered a continent.
But the names of both places came from the same word, the word Arcticos in Greek, which means bear. The Arctic is the land of the bears, and Antarctica is opposite the Arctic on the globe, so it's opposite the Arctic. Now, what can you tell me about the name of the African continent?
The name for the continent of Africa came from a Phoenician word. The Phoenicians lived on the eastern shores of the Mediterranean some 3,000 years ago and often sailed along the northern coast of what is now called Africa.
That's right. They came into contact with the Ifri, a culture of people who lived in this northern area, and the Phoenicians gave the homeland of the Ifri the name Ifriqiya. Over time, the name evolved into Africa, and the area that it included spread from just the Mediterranean coast to cover the entire continent.
So is that it? We've talked about Europe and Asia and the Americas and Antarctica and Africa?
Whoa, hang on there. Not so fast. Let's not forget about Australia.
Oh, that's right. I did forget about Australia. Australia was given a Latin name by Europeans, Terra Australis, which actually means land of the south.
So the modern name of this continent comes from this much older Latin name.
That's right. Now, have we covered all the continents?
Yes, I think we've gotten all of them. And thanks for your help. I think I understand all of this much better now